The guy on the phone for a second date update today let his emotions get the best of him on his first date. And now I don't even know why he's on the phone to do a second date update. If I were him, I would not want to see this girl again. I actually don't even think I'd want to go in public again.
It's that
but
bad?
Regardless, he emailed us and wants to do a second date update. His name is Keith. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, my God, Keith. I feel like you should be embarrassed for yourself, but I don't really know why yet.
Yeah.
Your email was crazy, man. I cannot believe what actually happened on your first date. We'll get into that in just a second. But first off, how'd you meet the girl that you want to call today? What's her name?
Allison.
Allison. So how did you meet Allison?
We met through an online dating site.
Okay. That's pretty normal.
I just haven't dated very much, and my friends finally convinced me to start doing some online dating. And I tried a couple of, like, the free online services, and just, they were terrible. I had terrible, terrible experiences.
Yeah, the free ones are never good.
He sounds like the memory's still haunting him right now.
Oh, yeah, PTSD. Like, one girl I met, within the first 5 minutes of our date, she asked me how much money I made.
Whoa!
Oh. Do you make a lot of money? I realize it's the first couple minutes we've met, but now I want to know.
Yeah. Having flashbacks. And when I wouldn't tell her, she literally was like, all right, well, this is done. And she left, and it was over.
Wow.
I can't believe you even continued online dating after such a horrible experience.
I know. And then the worst part is it didn't get any better. I met this other girl on a date, and she brought her dog. And I kid you not, she talked to the dog more than she talked to me.
All right, so you've had a bad run.
Yeah, on these free. So I finally was like, okay, I'm going to sack up. I'm going to pay for, like, a paid service because maybe the quality will be better, you know? So,
right.
Is this the first date that you went on off of that paid site?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And this one sounds like it went very well. I mean, at least for you.
Yeah, comparatively speaking, it started out great. Met Allison. We went to brunch.
Oh, that's a fun date.
Yeah, and just from the moment I saw her instantly, I knew, like, there was something there. She was gorgeous. I couldn't believe it.
Okay, and then right off the bat, she didn't ask you how much money you were making, or she didn't have a dog with her, so that's a plus.
She's off to a great start.
But I feel like you've lowered your standards so much compared to the other incidences that you had.
Yeah, I mean, I know my standards had been kind of lowered, but she was, like, better than I ever would have expected. She was smart, she was cute, she was sweet, and she just seemed normal. She just seemed like a normal person that I had a really great connection with. And I, you know, it kind of caught me off guard, and I just was, like, starting to feel, like, overwhelmed, but in a good way. Like, I was swooning, and I just got caught up in the moment, and that's when I think I messed up.
Yeah.
Well, could you
tell everybody what happened and then explain why you did this?
Okay, just try and understand all the context. So, so we meet, we're hanging out, the date's going great, and it just keeps getting better and better and better. And she gets up to go to the bathroom. And at this point, I'm like, my heart is just, like, overwhelmed, like, it's overflowing. I'm like, she's the one. Like, she has to be. I know it sounds crazy, but I felt it. And so while she was in the bathroom, I decided to do something crazy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So when she gets back, she sits down and she looks at me, and she can kind of tell I have something I want to say. So I look to her and I say, look, I know we just met, but there's something I need to tell you. And she says, okay. And I straight up told her I wanted to spend the rest of my life with her.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, I'm breaking out in hives just even hearing that. And I love love.
Yeah, no, I know. It sounds crazy, even me saying it right now. But I don't know. I just was in the moment. I couldn't help it. Like, I would have regretted it forever if I didn't. I made a ring out of a paper napkin, and I got down on one knee in the restaurant.
And did everybody see this, or was it just you two?
Oh, yeah. People were, like, applauding. They were smiling.
What did she do?
She I could tell she was shocked. I don't think she saw that coming.
No, I guarantee she didn't.
Did she think that you were joking?
No, I mean, she knew. There's no, like, I was dead serious. She could see it in my face.
How did she react?
She was calm. She didn't, like, freak out, but she's kind of looked at me after everyone quieted down and was nice about it. And she was just kind of like, Keith, this is our first date.
And what did you say to her?
I was like, I know, but I just feel this, and I can't deny it. And she was She's like, I think I should leave. And then she left.
Yeah, because Keith, you sound crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to lay it out there.
I mean, I know how I sound.
Did she leave you right there in the restaurant by yourself?
Oh, yeah. I finished my Eggs Benedict alone.
Oh. Who wouldn't have left? You've got a crazy psycho stalker proposing to you within, like, the first hour of meeting someone.
I mean, that kind of thing happens, right? You've seen rom-coms. When you know, you know. And I really thought she felt the same way.
What?
Maybe she did. Maybe, you know what, she ran right out of the restaurant to shop for her wedding dress.
She's been busy planning this whole time, and that's why she can't get back to him?
Yeah, probably.
What did she ever do to make you think that she thought that she should marry you and get engaged right there on your first date?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question. So when we were talking, I like to go to comedy shows, you know, in my spare time. And I told her that, and she wanted to come with me. I've never met a single woman who was excited about
it. So that means that you ask for her hand in marriage on a first date?
Yeah, well, I guess I read it wrong. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm guessing you haven't talked to her since this date.
No, and I have tried very hard.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I know she's the one. That's the thing. Like, and I should have just waited. Mm-hmm. I should have played it cool.
Yeah.
I should have held my tongue, but I couldn't.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, get her on the phone, and see if we can get you guys a second date, and then maybe you can get married after that date, okay?
Oh, that would be amazing.
All right. Well, we'll get your second date update right after this. Hang on.